This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? 6 past the hour. Bill O'Reilly tomorrow on the program on his new book, Killing the Killers. His books are so darn good. Just I've been reading the book, and it's just, you can't, it's a page turner. You just can't put it down. So just a little reminder, we'll have Bill O'Reilly tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. This hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, John Hinderaker from the Senate of the American Experiment, and let's finish down with the governor. We chatted with him. A little bit about the situation. Northwest North Dakota, power still out. Northeast North Dakota, significant flooding situation. Wanted to get an update for our listeners in both places.
Well, obviously, we'd like to have some sunshine and warm weather versus the continued rain and forecast that we're seeing. But the one that was the sort of the epicenter of concern, the Bourbonnais Dam, which is part of a series of dams up in the Tongue River watershed. That's the one where we had the, you know, dramatic footage of North Dakota National Guard coming in with Blackhawks last week in an emergency operation. Super fantastic response by our own guard again that week. After earlier in the week, having the Blackhawks up, putting out a fire at a train derailment in a place that people couldn't reach up by Minot, but they were back in action. In this remote place where this dam is, there's not good roads. You can't get in there with vehicles. Ground's too soft. You couldn't get on the dam structure itself. Any heavy equipment on that would have probably accelerated the collapse of the dam. So, again, kudos to the North Dakota National Guard. But they dropped almost 200 one-ton sandbags in this giant erosive area that stopped that dam from complete failure. If that had failed, it would have gone downstream to hit another dam, which would have likely then failed, would have gone downstream to hit the Renwick Dam, which is part of the Icelandic State Park. And if that over had previously, the new spillway there where that had been rehabilitated after the 2013 floods was actually working, we had a chance to get on that and stand on that and see how that earthen dam reinforced with concrete could handle that extra water overtopping it. But if either the two upstream dams break and that comes, you know, over the top, that likely would have led to a full evacuation of everything in Cavalier from, you know, nursing homes to everybody in there, because in Cavalier, that river just winds right through the city. But that one's holding, but we're and attention there. But we have to make sure the Red River doesn't stop at Grand Forks. We've got, you know, Drayton, North Dakota, Pemina, North Dakota, all that water continued to move in that direction. And we've got some battles to keep fighting with Canada. We had Highway 18 washed out, completely overnight up by Nietzsche, North Dakota, and Nietzsche, Lenora, that area. I mean, we've got the aerial photos, which we'll be sharing with the Canadians and the Manitoba Premier, as I did with the previous one. But, you know, there's a border dike that they call it a road, but there's a road with no culverts in it that basically traps all the water on the North Dakota side of that border, and we've got to continue to, keep having the dialogue with them. But I tell everybody working in emergency management at all levels, keep your receipts. We know that there's going to be enough damage to be able to qualify for a presidential declaration to get over the threshold of damages. And of course, when we do that, and if we get seconds accepted, gets us eligible for 75% FEMA, coverage. And then up on the northwest, Scott, I know you've been following that closely. We still have over 900 homes up there without service. So our, thoughts going out to those, but we're doing everything we can. The power companies, the local co-ops, MDU, Montreal Williams up there is doing fantastic work. I've seen pictures where there's, 10 line trucks in a row down a highway, each one working on a pole, and they're just leapfrogging each other. We brought in all kinds of extra teams from around the region to try to get that back up. But when you're talking about thousands and thousands of power poles down, it takes a while. And we did get an emergency shipment with supply chain. The crossbars we didn't have for those power poles, the transformers, those have all come in. That's making progress there. And then I do want to say we did put together an emerging housing stability program. if people had to leave their home because there was no electricity and had to rent or stay in a motel or something during that time frame, at helpishere.nd.gov. We got more information. They got till June 15th to apply. It's retroactive to the storm date of April 23rd, but that's an emergency housing stability program. We're using some federal dollars that were available for that. So, again, we're certainly monitoring all this stuff. We've got other concerns near the town of Marion, Twin Lakes by Lemoore, some of these 1950s and earlier earthen dams creating, real issues. And we're putting out more remote sensors through the work of some dollars that were appropriated through the Emergency Commission. Thank you for the legislature for doing that here just earlier this spring. So we can be tracking these water levels. And but I would tell people, whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a neighbor, if you've got one of these earthen dams in your area, it helps when citizens have an eye on it. Report to the local emergency managers. They go to the state, and our state team has got a full operation center working 7x24. We have been throughout all these storms. And when we get the information to us and we can provide assistance, whether it's the National Guard or other DOT, whatever it happens to be, to help support these local communities. So we're in full, we're still in full work mode right now relative to these flooding emergencies. And again, staying in close touch with Drayton and Pembina and everybody in the Northeast.
Thanks for the update. Stressful times, no doubt, on both sides of the state. Governor, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Scott.
This just in, Joe Biden is now, his FDA is blowing the baby formula problem here. Did you know that?
I brought it up earlier.
Yeah. FDA is...
They've kept the Abbott factory, the production facility, down since February because of the recall. It was a bacterial deal. Two kids passed away, died. They always said it wasn't the facility. It was something other than that, but the FDA still isn't opening the facility.
So Joe Biden's FDA,
yes,
is now the responsible for the baby formula.
You've got to wonder. I mean, if you're hampering production, you've stepped on the neck of baby formula production.
They can't even get baby formula on the shelves. You can't make this up.
You can't. And we're not making it up. It's real.
A lot of text in here on a number of different topics. Excuse me. One of them says Roe versus Wade has actually put the back alley butcher out of business for 49 years, and now you want him back. But then you don't actually care about the women involved.
Who thinks that's a real thing?
Just your moral posturing.
Come on.
Look how perfect I am.
No one's going into any alley.
Let's unpack this. Thank you.
Come on.
The back alley butcher thing is so gross.
From the 1700s,
And so disrespectful of the decision-making of women. First of all, the day Roe versus Wade is overturned, the states become the arbiters of where there is abortion, where there isn't. And by any reasonable prediction, you'll have about half the states that will allow abortion and half that will not. Okay? So no need for a back alley butcher. Okay?
Yep. Nope.
Then the idea that we don't care about the women involved. I think the people who don't care about the women are the people that make money from abortions. Because they care about their money. Ask yourself why they don't typically have ultrasounds in abortion clinics. They don't want the mother to see the baby moving around, sucking its thumb, whatever it might be. Because then they'll realize, whoa, wait a minute, what am I doing here? And after the abortion, when they get all their money, cha-ching, 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 the women are left with anguish, a lot of issues. Ask women who had an abortion, who now say, I was wrong and look what I ended up going through. There's whole retreats for women to heal from this. So it's not about my moral posturing. I have a viewpoint that guides me that life begins at conception and that a baby shouldn't be punished because somebody decided to sleep with somebody, therefore leading to the conception of a child. This happens, and then somehow taking it out of the baby.
And please stop.
Disgusting.
The back alley butcher.
No, they're not going to stop.
Some alley in Chinatown. Come on.
They're not going to stop. This is their rhetoric. They love it. Chris and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment. I'm not saying it's back alley, but the Kermit Gosnells of the world will still be out there. I'm definitely pro-life, and I'm all for overturn of Roe versus Wade. But, yeah, let's not overlook Kermit Gosnell, an actual doctor doing black market abortion.
Yeah, are you going to stop every bad actor from doing something stupid? No, but just ask yourself, if Minnesota has abortion and North Dakota doesn't, what onus you're putting on a woman to have to choose something like that? You don't. So, it's a false flag. It's a straw man argument trying to preserve the legal right to end an innocent life. That's all it is. It's a charade. It's a game. All right, short break brought to you today by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Summer is around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to folks that own one of those splash pools, hot tubs. You're going to love it. The saunas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need. Like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 model are ready for you too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Culture, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is part of the program when you hear about some of the mouth-watering specials today. Home cook and grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. What's going on with my voice today?
Hey, a little frog.
Gosh almighty.
Chicken pot pie yesterday. Had to do that in Glendale.
How good was that?
Yep. And you know what? I've noticed the PetroServe really, I think, makes an effort to keep the fuel prices as best they can.
Well, you know, part of the reason they do that is they have, if you'll notice, Marathon branded fuel. They have Senex branded fuel. They have PetroServe USA. So they're shopping. It's not like the other places that happen. They're forced to whatever the wholesale price is they take, right?
They're my go-to.
Yeah, so you get a different choice. Grandma Clark Erickson, Clark Erickson's grandma is the chicken pot pie recipe.
Oh.
When we say homemade,
kudos.
Home cooking, yeah, exactly right. So if you see Clark, tell him, hey, grandma's chicken pot pie recipe is really, really good. Today on special, Swedish meatballs, Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Petroserve USA, 12th Avenue, 929 in Clinton, Salisbury Steak in Euland, lasagna on MP Avenue, and at the Valley City location today. Sloppy Joe's, in addition to the Swedish meatballs of West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That sounds great. And Harwood has country fried steak today. Petroserve USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Our friend John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment, coming off a wonderful annual dinner with Mike Pompeo. How was that, by the way, John?
Scott, it was fantastic. We had a nice crowd, 900 or so conservatives all in one place. It was great to be able to do that for the first time in 3 years as a result of COVID shutdowns and limitations. So we're back to normal with a big crowd and a wonderful event. Mike Pompeo was terrific. You know, I knew that Pompeo was a brilliant guy. He really is, you know, former Secretary of State, former CIA director. What I didn't realize is how personable he is. He may have more of a future as a presidential contender than I realized. He's got some formidable political skills as well.
I met him and interviewed him, spoke with him, you know, spent a little time listening to him at various gatherings as part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference that he spoke out. I came away with exactly the same feeling, John. I really did, that there is a lot of presidential timber there. For one, you know, tops, number one in his class at West Point. I mean, a guy wicked smart, and as you say, his credentials, you know, speak for themselves. But just, you know, the ability to communicate issues, to me, he says everything that Donald Trump does, right? I mean, he's got a very much a Trump-esque of, you know, America first policy to him, but he does it in a real diplomatic way that doesn't, you know, send the media into, you know, spasms. You know, I really appreciated that about him.
He's a very likable guy. He's a terrific communicator. And, you know, Scott, for the first time in a while, foreign policy is really back on the front burner. And, of course, that's an area where Trump didn't have any experience, although he did have experience in international business. But Pompeo, he knows as much about foreign policy, knows as much about military policy as anybody in the country. And, boy, is that a valuable expertise right now.
Is it ever. The CRT tour is coming from the Center of the American Experiment in North Dakota. Give us an update on how that's coming along.
It's on the schedule. It's the last week in May is the first leg of the tour. There's four stops involved. The invitations have gone out. It's being promoted on social media and using the email list that we're putting together. And Katrin Wigfall, the education policy fellow here at Center of the American Experiment, who did a 22-city tour in Minnesota, is headlining this eight-stop tour in North Dakota. One thing that's going to be a little bit different, though, Scott, is that they're going to be talking about critical race theory, and that's kind of shorthand for a whole lot of bad stuff going on in the public schools. But they're also going to be talking about some of this gender insanity that's going on. And you know, some of our listeners are probably thinking to themselves, oh, well, gosh, that's crazy stuff, but it can't happen here. Let me tell you, it can happen in North Dakota. You know, this stuff is popping up like dandelions all over the place. And so I think we're going to see a focus on critical race theory, but also on some of the gender nonsense that has become so common in the schools.
We just had a listener text us a picture of a beautiful new baby. And tells us that my life partner and birthing person delivered this clump of cells 2 weeks ago. It will become a person upon its ability to self-sustain or until the experts suggest otherwise. It was born with male parts, but we are not assuming gender at this time until it is able to determine for itself around 4 years of age. Sadly, he's obviously a humorous fella here that sent us this, but he is giving us an indication of the woke world in which we live in right now, isn't he, John?
Well, he is, but it also illustrates, Scott, people, you know, this leftist ideology around gender is crazy, But people aren't crazy. You know, the baby gets born. Number one, they know it's a baby. Number two, they say it's a boy, right? I mean, you know, the leftists have gone completely nuts. But the vast majority of the population knows better. And I think your listener there is obviously saying that tongue in cheek, but he's obviously one of those whose common sense has not completely deserted him. By the way, if independence is the standard, Scott, we might have to wait until age 26. Until then, he could still be on his parents' health care policy.
No kidding. We were talking earlier, John, about just all of the signs here, and, you know, this inflation thing is out of control. There's the border. You can go right down the list of things that are just, well, they're scary for a lot of folks. They are just like, what is happening right in front of my nose? And we ask the question, just how do you stay a happy warrior? How do you stay joyful in all of that with all these signs that are coming as a result of really poor decisions and unfortunate elections? How would you answer that? And your team at Center for the American Experiment, what do you do when you gotta get up every day and battle this stuff? How do you stay positive?
Gosh, that's a great question, Scott. I think there's several answers to it. Number one is you look at the history of our country. You know, this is not the first time when people have looked around and said, my gosh, the U.S. of A is driving into a ditch. I mean, it's happened before. It's happened worse, actually, than it is right now. And yet, you know, the genius of this country and of its founding is that the authority ultimately resides with the people. And while they may get distracted and they may get misled and so on, at the end of the day, the people and the common sense of the American people has always come through in the end. And I think it's going to come through again. And the other thing I would say to our listeners, Scott, is that it's really easy to get depressed if you're just an observer. If you look at the news, if you turn on the TV set, you know, and so on, and you see this avalanche of liberal nonsense that we're surrounded with, and you're just an observer, it is very easy to get down. And one thing that I think really helps to be positive is to be in the fight. You know, if you're in the fight every day, battling against the nonsense, upholding the values that this country was founded on and that most of us still possess, I think that makes it a lot easier to be optimistic. And I know in our organization, we're very positive, very happy, and optimistic as can be.
Few seconds left. What's the latest on the Give It Back effort with that $9 billion surplus in the state of Minnesota?
Well, what we think is going to happen, Scott, is that the current legislative session is going to adjourn in a couple of weeks without making a decision. That money is just going to be accumulating. The surplus is going to be there. The taxes are going to be in place for the time being. And in November, we're going to have an election. And I think on both sides of the aisle, the candidates are going to run in considerable part on what do we want to do with this structural surplus. Do we want to keep blowing it on foolish government programs, or are we finally going to try to make our state competitive with respect to taxes? And that's going to be a question the voters are going to have to answer in November.
Well, that's a victory for the Center of the American Experiment that is not being spent. Still got some work to do to give it back, but appreciate all the good work. Thanks, John. AmericanExperiment.org, by the way, to follow that tour, AmericanExperiment.org. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation eased slightly in April to an 8.3 annual rate, declining for the first time in 8 months as energy prices moderated. The Consumer Price Index adding that if food and energy prices are removed, the CPI jumped 6.2%. That's slightly higher than expectations. The Fed Reserve is aiming to fight inflation through interest rate hikes. Just last week, the target range for the federal funds rate was raised by 50 basis points. Senate Democrats are are lining up a vote today on an abortion bill that would make abortion legal up until birth. Republicans are expected to block the bill, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at least it will force every senator to reveal where they stand on the issue. Schumer saying he's also okay with protesters breaking the law and protesting outside judges' homes. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Systems. The good folks there understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., providing you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. They help farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm size, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more info, go online to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. All right, we got Congressman Kelly Armstrong waiting. All right, beautiful. Kelly, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Questions or comments, always welcome for Congressman Armstrong here. Joins us regularly on the program, 800-228-0550. We've got a lot of questions for you related to the vote on Ukraine. Some folks a little ticked about it. Let me give you just an example here so you get an idea of what folks are saying. And you can kind of determine from yourself what you how you want to respond. Well, just talk first a little bit about the decision. Here's what this person says. Looks like Armstrong voted against the people. What is he thinking, voting to hand Ukraine taxpayer money when we don't that we don't have, ignoring our own problems in America? That's where money should be spent, here at home, says the listener. Kind of a theme we're picking up, Kelly, so let's start there.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, listen, this is proven throughout history, and it's going to continue to be proven into the future, that when we don't stand up to people like Vladimir Putin, the rest of the world doesn't as well. And if you think those problems stay over there over the long term, when you have Taiwan, when you have all of these other issues going on, that's just simply not true. This is as much an issue for national security. If you don't believe in just supporting a democracy in a part of the world that has been really, really short on them for the last 1,000 years, from a special interest place, and where this matters is if the Russians permanently take over the Odessa port, the world may run out of wheat in August. I mean, that is not, that's not hyperbole. That's not for certain, but there is a real serious issue to that. And if you start seeing food riots all across Northern Africa and those types of issues, this gets incredibly more expensive for not just the United States, but everybody worldwide to deal with. And those are real issues that have to exist. Secondly, I mean, it's $39.8 billion, and a huge portion of that is actually to replenish the drawdown of supplies that we have already given to Ukraine, which is not just important for the Ukrainian people, for the military. There's hazard pay for U.S. soldiers that are deployed in the region, but it is also pretty important for our national security as we continue to move forward, too, because all of these things are finite. They continue to move forward. And listen, I understand. We spend too much money. We spend too much money all in a lot of different areas. But I just firmly believe this is a place where we have to be engaged, have to continue to be engaged, not just because Vladimir Putin rolled peacekeeping tanks into a country that wasn't in conflict, but because of where we are. I mean, the reality is when you are the world's only superpower, there are certain responsibilities that have to be part of this conversation.
Was this a robust debate among the Republican side of the aisle? I saw that Jim Jordan voted against it. I mean, is this one split the Republican Party a bit?
No, I mean, yeah, there were 57 Republicans that voted no, and I think a lot of them are, I mean, you'd have to ask all of them, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, the U.S. Congress is in support of Ukraine against the Russian invasion. But I mean, this is a war of necessity for the Ukraine. It was a war of choice for Russia. And that's really important. But I think, I mean, the process argument is a valid one. I mean, the bill was, we got text. It was 40 pages long. We got it earlier in the afternoon. They're asking to vote on it by the end of the night. And there were real concerns and questions about the process. And I agree with those. It's just eventually you have to make a choice.
We do have a number of people, too, who have said something similar to what you did about the reason this matters is because of how quickly we could have a worldwide food shortage. You mentioned that as well. Connect those dots for folks on how this $40 billion, you know, helps that problem.
Well, one, it helps the problem if you are, I mean, of the $40 billion, about $24 billion is for providing military and security. Now, again, a big portion of that is drawdown. But there is no way, this is about 30% of the world's wheat, and a huge, huge, significant portion of the world's access to materials to make fertilizer. And there is no way to get it. They're already going to have a lower wheat production just because of the fact that there's a conflict. But there is no way to export that raw product that is essentially necessary for the entire world without having access to the Odessa port. You cannot do it by rail. There is no mechanism in place to make that happen. So it's a real serious, and this isn't a over the horizon threat in the long term future. This is something that we are staring down right now, combined with, I mean, you've got to ask what India's carry is, whether there's a drought in South America. I mean, we're dealing with our own planting problems in North Dakota for a variety of different reasons, which we spend a majority of our day working on. But this is a serious worldwide issue. I mean, it's the 21st century, and there is more than a small likelihood that the world could run out of wheat by August. It's great for our farmers and ranchers and the commodity boards are lighting up, but it's not great when you can't get anything to actually utilize the fertilizer you need to plant the things in North Dakota. I mean, and this exasperates existing things about why we're so dependent on different areas and all of those things. And I agree with all of those as well, right? North Dakota is a huge reason why the United States is one of the only countries in the world that, at least with the appropriate policy, we'd be food and energy secure. The problem is we can't fix that by flipping a switch in the next 6 weeks. These are 30-year problems that have been created that way. Hopefully these types of events that are occurring around the world make us recognize why it's so much more important to let North Dakotans do what they do well.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on What's on Your Mind. Ryan in Minot for the congressman. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I just can't believe that we just keep pumping more money into all these other countries when we have all this stuff going on here, all this inflation. And you think it's a good idea that we send more money somewhere else. We can't even do $5 billion to the southern border, but we're going to send $40 billion to Ukraine. When are we going to get people to represent us in this country?
Thank you.
Well, I support funding the southern border. That's not a matter of will. That's a matter of political will that is determined by the Democratic majority in Congress and the Democrat in the White House. That's the truth. And that is there. I don't think you'd find a single Republican on either side of the Capitol that doesn't support absolutely continuing President Trump's border security, border wall, border fence, call it whatever you want, but dealing with it. And the border problem is about to get worse, not better. But that's because Title 42 is supposed to expire on May 23rd. But that's not a matter of whether or not we can do it. It's a matter of whether or not the Democratic administration has the political will to do what needs to be done.
Brian, appreciate the call. Just welcome here. Texter says we're concerned about how this will be used. One of the most corrupt countries in the world is Ukraine. Is there any oversight on these dollars, or is it free to be laundered back to Hunter Biden?
Great question. That's mine.
No, the breakdown, I mean, and obviously when you have this kind of package, there's some that goes different places. But again, like a lot of it is, you know, when you deal with refugee support services like housing, English, trauma, all of those things. And it's important to note, refugees must come to the U.S. with a U.S. sponsor and are not permanently eligible for permanent entitlement programs. But, I mean, the vast majority of what this money is going to be used, yes, will have some oversight.
Chris and Dickinson for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. What is the ratio of European dollars given to Ukraine versus American taxpayer dollars? 5 to 1, 6 to 1, 30 to 1, 40 to 1. Exactly. So why are we doing it on the back of the American taxpayer? Let Europe take care of their own backyard. I'm not arguing with, we are a leader, we need to stand up to it, but not at the expense of the American taxpayer to kill the American dollar by putting more into circulation on top of record high inflation. You know better, Kelly. You do.
Listen, I understand why people are frustrated, and I get it. I do, and I'm not entirely excited about doing this as well. But I just firmly believe that if we don't continue down this path, I think it's more expensive for the American taxpayer. I just believe that. And I believe that we have to be a part of this conversation, because there are exactly three people in the world that exert this kind of dominance, and two of them are our biggest strategic threats moving into the 21st century, and that's Russia and China. And they're, by the way, don't ever think China is not watching what is going on in Russia and the Ukraine right now with what their actions and future plans are with Taiwan, which is also an incredibly long-term strategic threat to the United States of America.
Texter says sending money to a corrupt government won't save the world. It sounds like you're less concerned about...
I agree with that.
But you're talking about the United States. I hear you saying this is more about the United States and the future expense if we don't do this. Explain that a little bit.
Well, listen, I mean, none of this is determined, right? I mean, I think the vast majority of the foreign policy experts in the world would say this conversation was supposed to be over by now. We have learned some serious things about what Russia said their capabilities were and what Russia's capabilities are. But I also think it's important. And listen, I've spent a lot of time with Ukraine over the last 3 years, serving on judiciary and Mueller and the witch hunt and all of these different issues. That any country in this area with, I mean, Tbilisi, Georgia is the other one that I think of quite often. I mean, they have their significant problems, and there is no quote. But the difference is this government is the one that replaced the Putin puppet government that got thrown out. And Ukraine has actually done that several times over the last 20 years. So when Putin gets his shadow governments in place, the Ukrainian people eventually stand up, and through a democratic election, throw the Russians and throw the Russian puppets out and elect their own people. So to say that there's, I said this during the Mueller investigation, Ukraine's not our quirky little cousin. They have significant issues. But at the end of the day, they are a democracy in a place in the world that needs more of them, not less.
Short break. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Your questions and comments. I want to ask about the livestock indemnity program, too, because we've got a lot of questions on that. So we'll do that before we break. And a few more on the Ukraine vote. Stay tuned.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones. $1.39 for the king size. Only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, and of course, around the strip in Mandan, your warranty is for a lifetime. It's no secret that folks are starting to keep vehicles for a little bit longer. You are still wanted for life. Schwann is proud to provide a lifetime limited powertrain warranty on vehicles at no additional cost. New Buicks, new GMCs, the vast majority of the used vehicles. As well, protection for as long as you own your car on the engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly, no cost to you. Little peace of mind. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, What's On Your Mind, final segment with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. So talk about leverage. You know, some of the folks would say, hey, if the majority wants this so bad, then why not bring on, an allocation for the border? How can you use your leverage? And Senator Holman and Senator Kramer hear this as well. A lot. They people want to say, look, if they want it so bad, at least get us a win. Is that asking too much?
Well, so, and first of all, and you can ask Senator Hovind and Kramer about this as well, because the way leverage works in the Senate and the way leverage works in the House are two very different things, and it's just there are almost no minority procedural rights in the House. I mean, you get what's there. The leverage on this, right? They wanted to attach it to their COVID aid. They wanted to force people to vote against some of these things and do all of those things. And the leverage existed when they just quite frankly figured out that if they tried to attach COVID aid to it, they were going to have to take a Title 42 vote, which would pass both chambers of Congress. And I'm still optimistic that they figure out that they can't let Title 42 expire. But the leverage, at least on our end of the spectrum, which actually was originally developed through the Senate negotiations, is that it was actually clean and we're not doing piggybacking it on another tranche of COVID money when we haven't spent the money that was already allocated and all of those things. So listen, the board is a huge issue. It's going to be a huge issue. We're going to win the majority back, but we need to do our work and continue to move forward. And I can guarantee you H.R. One, when Republicans take back the majority, is going to be an overall comprehensive border security bill, and it should be. And it truly is the biggest failure of this administration, and every community is a border community because of fentanyl and all of those different things. But the answer is if you're not going to do like anything at all in a really developing place, and I think it's important to recognize that if you believe, as I do, and I think most people would agree with this, that China and Russia are your strategic adversaries, and this started before this, but we're going to be moving forward. If you allow them to control the world market in these places, this isn't some esoteric hypothetical exercise. This will affect how we get North Dakota ag products to the rest of the world. This will affect how we get North Dakota energy to the rest of the world. Make no bones about it. They have a unity of purpose in the way their government is structured, mostly that they don't have to stand for elections. That puts us at a freedom advantage and the shining beacon of light on the hill, but puts us at a strategic disadvantage in how this works forward. And the one thing you learn if you deal in international commodities, which you deal with in both the oil and ag industry in North Dakota, is the world's a lot smaller place than people sometimes give it credit for, and getting smaller all the time.
Speaking of leverage, Kurt Goshans is a farmer that is still being held against his will in Ukraine. With $40 billion coming, is that something that can be utilized to get him home?
So, yeah. The short answer to this, and it's really the only part of this conversation that I'm comfortable sharing, is we are in communication with the State Department and everybody we need to do everything we can to figure out how this moves forward in a way that North Dakota citizens are happy with. But it's one of those areas where I wish I could talk more publicly about it, but I just can't.
Let's talk about the livestock indemnity program, and we've had a lot of questions related to how the pricing was done on that, and it's inadequate. Do you see any relief there for our livestock producers?
There's two things, right? There's the indemnity program. Apparently, the federal government is the only place in the world that hasn't recognized that inflation exists, particularly in this space. So it's a 75% of market value, but they're not actually going with the current market value. It's a formulaic value. So we are looking averaging around $392 for a price of a bottle cap, and the gap between what's even at the 75% level, they're not factoring the 75% level on the 250 to 500 range. They're factoring it on their formulaic one. So we can say, I mean, again, we're dealing with this issue and also trying to get extension of planning deadlines because because of what we're dealing with the blizzard and the floods and all of those things. So on top of everything else that goes on in the world, we are actively engaged on that on a daily basis, trying to get this administration to recognize the reality of what's going on around. And by the way, this is, this is North Dakota, because especially because we had the two blizzards, and talking to the McKinsey County people and the number of calves that have died. But the overall issue is significantly worse across the entire market chain, because they are using numbers that just simply don't reflect the reality of what's going on the ground right now.
Dexter also says, I'd like to push to extend the federal crop planting dates for crops throughout the state of North Dakota. This country is going to starve otherwise. Boy, that narrative.
And, yeah. Well, and so, Scott, there's two things with this. We've been fighting those deadlines. It doesn't matter if it's prevent plant crop. I mean, May 25th is the average date. And listen, an extension of 7 days or 10 days could mean the entire difference in the state of North Dakota right now. And we're pushing them to extend that too. And Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer are also doing this. We are united as a delegation, and we are trying to get everything we can to get them to actually react to what is going on.
Appreciate the time. Congressman Kelly Armstrong took a lot of questions today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly on the program tomorrow, folks. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack, GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.